From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. It's a day of prayer and healing in Baltimore as politicians attend church services around the city. Officials cancel the curfew in place after the death of Freddie Gray. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says the 3,000 National Guard troops are being sent home. Orande Short lives in Baltimore. He says this is good so things can get back to normal.
I think it's great because this way the citizens of Baltimore can get on with their lives, normal lives, and these businesses in the city, they can get back to making some money.
Six officers have been charged over Gray's death. A rally organized by religious leaders was held today near City Hall. The official death toll from the earthquake that devastated Nepal 8 days ago has climbed to more than 7,000. U.S. Marines and emergency aircraft arrived to help deliver aid today. But as the BBC's Sanjoy Majumber reports from Kathmandu, the relief effort is having mixed results.
This is Darbar Square, one of the worst affected areas. Things are picking up around Kathmandu right now. It's a very different picture in the villages up in the mountains close to the epicenter. In Sindhupal Chowk, north of here, that's from where most of the deaths have been recorded, and 95% of the buildings have been flattened. Officials have been telling us that very little aid has got through, that there are people there in desperate need of food supplies, of tents and essential medicines. Now, one of the problems is that a lot of aid is piling up at the airport because of bureaucratic delays, and the UN has now appealed to the government to ease customs restrictions so that this aid can come through to the people who need it most.
The BBC's Sanjoy Majumder. Meanwhile, managers at Kathmandu's airport say the runway is deteriorating and can no longer handle large military and cargo planes. Islamic State militants are claiming responsibility for car bomb attacks in downtown Baghdad that killed at least 19 people last night. Susanna George reports such attacks are on the rise in the Iraqi capital.
Images from the aftermath of the twin explosions showed increasingly common sights in Iraqi media: charred car frames, blackened streets, hollowed-out shops, and restaurants. The attack struck Harada, a mainly Shia shopping and business district, late at night over the weekend. Iraqi officials say the dead and wounded are mainly civilians. Islamic State media said the attacks, like others last week, were in retaliation for fighting in Anbar province, where an Iraqi government-led offensive is seeking to dislodge the group. U.S.-led coalition forces say recent airstrikes in Anbar have destroyed what they describe as 3 IS tactical units and a defensive position. For NPR News, I'm Susanna George in northern Iraq.
It's still not clear what the newest British Princess of Cambridge's name will be. She was born yesterday to Prince William and his wife, Kate. Britain's legal bookmakers say the names Charlotte and Alice are favorites. This is NPR. Boxer Floyd Mayweather is celebrating victory and a $100 million-plus payday after his long-awaited matchup with Manny Pacquiao last night in Las Vegas. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, Mayweather won a unanimous 12-round decision.
Floyd Mayweather displayed his usual defensive prowess in the ring, constantly dodging Pacquiao's expected punching barrages. Mayweather played offense, too, turning aggressor in the ring and literally keeping Pacquiao at arm's length with his superior reach. It was a fight at least 5 years overdue because of delays and the contention by some media members that Mayweather was afraid to fight Pacquiao. Last night, he spoke to his critics.
I want y'all to say, the non-believers, Floyd Mayweather turned us into believers.
Clouding the outcome was Pacquiao's admission afterwards that he fought with an injured shoulder that, he said, limited his punching ability. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Las Vegas.
The movie Avengers: Age of Ultron is the blockbuster of the summer box office so far.
Is that why you've come? To end the Avengers?
I've come to save the world. But also, yeah.
That's James Spader and Elizabeth Olsen, stars of the movie. It's the second biggest U.S. opening of all time, earning nearly $188 million in its weekend debut and more than $600 million internationally, but that's over the past 12 days. This movie is the second installment of The Avengers. The Age of Adeline came in second this weekend and Furious 7 came in third. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.